So a push to make Mount Barker Council meetings more accessible has been delayed. At this month's meeting, Councillor David Leach moved a motion on notice calling for live streaming of audio and video of full meetings from April onwards, basically so anyone in the community can keep an eye on what's going on in those council meetings. Five voted in favour, five voted against. Mayor Anne Ferguson had the deciding vote. She decided to keep the status quo, keep it going just for now. I got her in the line to find out why.
It was delayed only because there's other things to consider. So I used my casting vote to delay the consideration of live streaming of all future council meetings to a later date. I did not vote against live streaming. I support live streaming, but we need to get it right.
So what are some of those considerations?
Well, for example, we're not clear how the matters considered in confidence at a council meeting will be managed. And this is one of the major concerns. So we just need to find a way that when issues are discussed in confidence, that it's okay to not have the public in the meeting.
Right.
Zoomed or whatever, because in confidence, it's usually about properties that affect other people. So we have to keep them in confidence. And that is paramount, that we are known to be reliable and trustworthy.
Oh, but that could just be a simple tech solution, right? To turn it off when there's something in confidence.
But we need to have that in writing. Our policies and procedures have to be quite clear on that. Otherwise, we can be challenged.
Right. So do you know when that'll be voted on again?
No, when it's brought back to council.
Mm. In a similar sort of vein, you know, being online, being connected, I understand your council's trying to make it easier for seniors to be connected. Tell us about this initiative.
Absolutely. Safe, active and connected seniors online. You know, people of my age, we didn't have computers, and it is a bit confusing and confronting, and it can be very frustrating, especially when they send you a code and you've got to go to your mobile phone to get it, and then by the time you get back to your computer, you've timed out and you've got to start it all again. So connecting to the library, the staff there will be helping you. The member for Cavill, Dan Cregan, he opened it on yesterday the 9th, so it's really exciting that seniors can actually go and book in and be educated without any pressure on them. They can do it at their own pace with as a one-on-one, and you understand it so much better, and because I'm a bit sick when it comes to some things.
Oh, we all are. We've got our blind spots. That's okay.
But, yes, go to the library and contact them, or you can get a ticket on Mount Barker, mbcl.evanbright.com.au, and it's a free service, and go for it, and make yourself more familiar with purchasing online, because at this time, with COVID, some of them don't want to go out and be in the public. So this is one way that they can get their groceries and their shopping done and their banking done, and they'll feel more secure. So I think Catherine Harris, the library operator and coordinator, she's been running these one-on-one to be connected sessions for our community. And I just encourage those that want to learn more, get in contact with the library, and yes, you'll come away quite surprised of how smart you can be.
Oh, great. Okay. So I've got a number here for the library, 8393 6400. I suppose you
That's
could just
correct.
Head along as well and have a chat and find out more. Thanks so much for joining me today, Mayor Anne Ferguson.
My pleasure entirely.